Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Friday morning, let's catch up with the Federal Member for Clare. Good morning, Andrew G.
Good morning, Neil. Great to be back on Triple M.
The vaccine rollout continues. Great news for Australians, particularly those in the risk category and frontline workers.
Yeah, this is good news, Neil. So phase 1A goes for 6 weeks. And so the first vaccine in the region was administered at Ascot Gardens Aged Care Facility. And there were others around Orange that were done. And we're just waiting on information for the next location of the vaccine rollout. I don't have that information to hand, but the point is it's coming to every single community, so no one's missing out. Just wait patiently in your turn, and I'll be getting mine when my turn comes. And I think I'm down in category two somewhere. And if you want to find out where you are in the queue, just go to australia.gov.au.
Okay. All right. Now, Lithgow Aged Care, we talked about this very concerning series of events and the lack of activity that's happened as a result of recommendations that have been made and made again. What is the latest? Has been any development since we last spoke?
Well, we're just waiting on a decision from the commission. So these are very serious non-compliances, and if you want to know the details of them, you can go to my Facebook page. But the commission just needs to know that these non-compliances are being taken seriously and they are being addressed. And so we're just waiting for the commission's decision. In the meantime, we are trying to get as much support as we can in there for families and residents. And obviously it would be devastating if Lithgow Aged Care closes. So we're just trying to work through these issues and try to find a way through this. But it's very complex and you're dealing with what is in effect an independent regulator. So we're just trying to get as much support on the ground. If families want to meet or they want to know what support is available, including if they're thinking about moving their loved ones, then we are getting the latest information sent out to them. I give my office a ring on 6361 7138, but we're doing all we can to support those residents. We also need to give a thought to staff as well who are very concerned about what's happening there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now, skill set. Career Link, this is being launched. What is this all about?
Yeah, this is great news, Neil. So it's a $600,000 program being rolled out across 11 local government areas. We've launched in Bathurst, Orange, Molong, but it's going right across the region. Designed to help 25 to 44-year-olds not only get into the workforce, but maybe get into jobs that they want. It's a personalised service, so you go in and tell them what your situation is at skill set, or they'll come out to you, for example, if you're out in Cabot, and they will help you in terms of working out what skills you want to do. They'll be identifying where the gaps are in the market that you can get a job in. And I think it's terrific because young people, their occupations, they're not as structured as they were back in the old days. So people tend not to have jobs for as long, and they are often in those jobs that have been hit by COVID for young people. So hospitality, that type of thing, catering, events. So I think this is a really timely service and good on Skillset for rolling it out right across the region. I think it's going to help really transform some lives and hopefully help fill some skills shortages that we have emerging in our area.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Canoundra Preschool, you're heading out there today. There is an opening. What time are you going out there? I asked for another reason.
We'll be out there at 9:30 today, Neil, and great new building. Canoundra Preschool does a wonderful job out there with Liz Francis and her team, and I'm just going to go out there and help celebrate this wonderful new building. And thank you to all of our preschools and early childhood education providers. We really appreciate all of the work that you do, and I was really pleased that we're able to help so many during COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. The reason I ask is you're a bit early for me. I'll be heading out to Cowra this evening to go and play at the Cowra Bowling Club. So unfortunately, you won't be able to join us for that one, my friend. But next time, I'm sure we'll make it happen next time. Now, Blaney Show, that's on this weekend. That's always a big day, Saturday.
Yeah, that is always a big day. And, well, Blaney Show was the last show to host a show. It was the very last one, I think, in the state before COVID basically closed them all down. And so this is really going to be a celebration. So Blaney have actually timed it really well. They snuck in their show before COVID really hit, just before, like the day before, I think from memory, the restrictions all came in. And they've also been, quick out of the blocks to get their show going. So I think it's terrific news. And I was out at Gulgong Show recently, and it's just terrific to see our country shows going again. They're the lifeblood of our communities, and there's a real appetite for them. The crowds at Gulgong were huge. I know they're going to be big at Blaney too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a shout out to Wellington Amateur Swimming Club. They have been recognised and awarded.
Yeah, they got the Good Sports New South Wales Club of the Year award at Parliament House in Canberra recently. So for over 100 years, Wellington Amateur Swimming Club has been working hard to create a welcoming, family-friendly swimming club, including policies around alcohol and tobacco and managing those issues. And it's great to see their hard work recognised. So Pip Smith, Wellington legend, was down in Parliament House to receive the award. And congratulations to everyone at the Wellington Swim Club. Well done. We're proud.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done to you all. And joining me online this morning, it's the Federal Member for Kallia, Andrew G. Mate, thank you as always for your time. Have a good day. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me on the show, Neil.